cup of tea or coffee to the till.
You're pretty warm, but you said that when a person
has a desire for food or a vase of drink,
cheesecake,
how long have you got to make the broth after you? If it's a small share that you're having, you're just having not a major meal, let's say having a snack, let's say having one drink or something like that. And then it gets very tight. It's really much immediately as soon as possible, Rocha Harina. It shouldn't really delay. Within half an hour is okay. I'll say ideally one should make a Rocha Harina one straight away. That's really the last we said last time. And we also spoke about how long the broth was showing last for. So we said the broth was showing that it can last the whole time. As long as you don't go out, not see how it does, it's okay. Then we spoke about. Right. Other things with drinks that, what about hot drinks? Oh, so Shabbos, how long you got to make a broth? Well, how long do you have to have your food diet of course? So like a zayis of solid has to be eaten within ideally 3 minutes, but the other 4. That means if I have a kazayis of food, which is not very much, it's a quarter of a slice of bread, I want to make because I'm Muslim, I have to have that quarter of a slice of bread within 3 to 4 minutes.
How does that work?
If you don't have that, if you take your shoes in all the time and nibbling a bit and shoes and nibbling, you don't have that amount in a certain amount of time. Say, it's not really last time, the first bit you're eating, because the broth's got to be for an hour. He's having a soup for an hour. So you can either have his kazayas in the first minute, or we can have some time during the meal time he has a kazayas, that can make him make a weight because of the bottom. So let's have it straight away. You suppose that it's best to have it straight away, I say it's not a problem, but a nicer, really, any time you have that, that's okay. So I'd say, generally speaking, a person has chocolate, for example, most times the person has chocolate, he's not going to have a kazayas in the 3 to 4 minutes. A lot of people suck chocolate, don't eat it straight away. So then, in such a case there, often you don't make a broth run in that case. That was
even though that's
one.
A derech to eat it like that.
Sorry?
Even though that's a derech to eat it like that.
Yeah, even though sometimes you know, yeah, it's true. Sweets as well, same thing. A person might take sweets. Sweets take a long time to eat normally. So a person's very unlikely to have a kazayas of sweets within 3 to 4 minutes. And that's not derech. Doesn't make a difference, yeah?
Yeah.
Then we spoke about a liquid. And we said a liquid is some achronim hold got the same shape, 3 to 4 minutes, but many achronim hold, many achronim hold, and in my sense, it's actually much stricter. It's got a sheer taste to drink 2 sips of a revius. It's not very much, it's about 15 seconds. That means we showed it really last time, it's about a third of a cup, 86 mil. Once you have that within 15 seconds. Some have a mini. It's a question what halach is. It's not clear what halach is. The question is not machria. It looks like there's more reuter to the 15 seconds. It looks like it doesn't pass them clearly. It doesn't say clearly what halach is. There's two men hogging in this thing. I mean, the meister, the chayre is a stop shabbos on a brocha. You can't make a brocha fosh. According to the first shita, after 20 seconds, you can't make a brocha fosh. The answer is not going to be 4 minutes. So that's a big question what to do. Really is. Then it comes to hot drinks, which we spoke about last week. So that hot drinks would be better, because that's the derech. So some of the people who are machin and all about drinks for 15 seconds, they are more lenient when it comes to hot or cold drinks. Even so, not everyone's machin that. Others hold that shield of 15, 20 seconds is universal. It doesn't make a difference with hot or cold. Whatever drink it is, it's always that shield. So Mishnah Berurah advises, this is an unchained mindset, what they do is they have a cup of coffee, they make shakar and ibevor on it, hot, so they sip it. But they leave at the end of the cup, they leave a revius, which by the time they get down to there is warm. That they have in 2 goes, and then there's no problem. That's what it says. Again, it's not machriya what Allah is. Again, it looks like he's going to like this, but it's not clear what he actually passes like. Okay, last time I didn't mention this, so we said the mice, the best thing to do on Shabbos night, person's having drinks, cups of coffees. So you can least have a cup of coffee every hour or so. So then you get some of the sauce. Much better to make a broth after the first cup. But we said that after half an hour, some holds on a small amount could be the shit was written on. So if you're having every hour another cup of coffee, you're much better to after your first cup of coffee, say brew in the washes, wait an hour, and then have another cup of coffee, Shahabra brew in the washes. That's much better, that's the better to do. If one didn't do that, the Meister Broch will show Salas. So if one didn't make a Broch after the first cup of coffee, when he has his second cup of coffee, it's still valid, it doesn't have to be a Broch after that. It doesn't make a new Broch after that. It works for that food item, not that drink item. Well, I think I missed out last time, it was interesting. If someone dozes off, does that count for the Broch after the
show? How does that count?
Someone falling asleep, does he lose a Broch after the show? what very common was like, doze off. The mice in the boss would say it was not a proper sleep. He didn't go down with kavana, he's not lying down in bed. The mice said it's not really hesitant with us. So that would be all right.
He wouldn't say it's not. Okay, let's move on to the new another.
Yeah, that was one thing that someone asked last time, also mentioned, and that is, which was that, I almost take caffeine tablets, to stay awake. Is that a problem with refuah? That's a good question. Is that, he's not really ill, but when he puts it, he looks like he's taking medicine. It's a bit of a question when I ask one's local law. Can one take, caffeine tablets to stay awake? That's a good question.
So my medication that I'm not would it be allowed to take my tablet
or something? Which of course, the person carry on taking, of course, that's allowed to be done. Right, new topic, Zobe, it's the next one after we finish Dosh. Oh, shall I say, we're after threshing. After threshing, what happens is everything is threshed, it's lying in the fields. After Dosh, you've got a mixture of collection. You've got different food items, you've got grain kernels, chaff, stem, wheat, rubbish, stones, and little things all mixed together. which is lying on the ground. That's what happens. You cut it, and it's lying on the ground. The next stage to remove the useful, to make it less of a mixture than it was. So what you do is, you want to get the grain kernels away from the rubbish. So the first stage, there's a three-stage process actually. The first stage that a person does is, he tosses up the stuff, because he's got in front of him a whole load of thresh. It's got a load of meat, which has been threshed, you've got stones in there, you've got the chaff, you've got the kernels, you've got everything in there, pebbles. You take a spade and you toss it to the wind. You throw it to the wind. What happens is the light stuff flies away. It's the chaff, the rubbish, flies away. The heavy stuff, the kernels and the stones, is much heavier, it drops straight away. So you now start the process one of separation, of selecting. It's a three-stage process. It's Zoyre, Boire, and Maraca. It's all the same idea, but it's you're making it different stages. You're perfecting it till you get to Maraca, which makes it absolutely perfect. But Zoyre is stage number one of the selecting process. So you take your stuff that you've got, you throw it to the wind, and that is the idea, that the wind's going to help you do a separation. That's the purpose. You've got a mixture, the wind, obviously the light stuff carries much further.
Basically it's a boiler.
It's a basic boiler, yeah.
Is it called a boiler, Bob's in
Oxford? That's the one I was asking, why is Zoya a boiler bracket three different markets? It's called three markets, yeah?
Yeah.
So the one says there are a few sources, one of the sources is that it's done by different ways. Zoya is done with the wind, boiler is done with the hand, and bracket with a cane. But it's, you're right, it's the same idea really, it's all the same idea.
Yeah, right.
It's all the exception of boiler. But it's Hoshim in the time for Mishnah, it was Hoshim. Therefore, it's classified as two separate melachim. It's the same idea. You're trying to select from a mixture. That's what you're trying to do. The most normal way of doing this is with the wind. That's the way of doing it. That's how it's done in the old times. There's no difference, though, how you do it, really. A person can have a fan that's blowing, out air, and he tosses it towards the fan, and the fan has created the air, which does it. No difference. Who I did, if you blow it, is the same thing. Exactly the same thing. It makes no difference how the air comes about. As long as there's an air current there, some air which is moving around, that is the issa of, this is the melacha of Zoda. Normally, you take a spade, a shovel, or a rake, and you throw it out. But anyone is okay. What next celebration? Where is this relevant to us? Where do we have this actually? So I'll tell you a good example of this.
Peanuts.
Two examples I put. One is, you know these monkey nuts, these peanuts that you have? They have got around it a very flimsy little
skin. A skin.
What?
It's called a skin.
Right. So take that, got it in your hand, and you blow that skin away from
the peanuts.
That is, I'm going to say, it's an old soda. That is fair. That's what you're doing. You're soaking
off.
No. If you go like that, then blow it, yeah. Otherwise, it's.
Yeah,
it's
going to come up. Well, let's say you've got it, it's really come apart, it's really in your bowl.
So you want to clean it up.
So the way to do it is to blow those peels off. That is another example of Zoda. So, okay, another example?
Yeah.
course, I had one. He's in the Grouch Girl Father. I don't know why I thought it was another example. There's another classic one. Another classic one. No, another one. Someone's got, let's say, something with soup, a fly. And a person blows the fly out of the soup. And so, wait a second. Oh, he's got anything in there. He's got, let's say, a head. Or he's got, let's say, a tidbit that he doesn't like. He's got something that he doesn't like. And he uses the wind to separate that thing from the rest. That is an
issue. Boiled hot milk, you get a skin sometimes. Many times when I'm in the cereals, I blow it away, that skin, I don't like.
It's delicious.
The skin?
Well, you want to blow it out, you want to take it out?
You blow it away, you don't like it.
It's a one of two things.
Out or to the side?
Oh. To the side of the, to the side of the
pot. So that's an issue right off. That is an issue right off. Is there a problem to blow it to the side?
Well, same with the fly, I suppose, isn't it?
Same with the fly.
Yeah.
So I don't know, they've got a rye, I couldn't find the rye, they've got a rye, I'm quite as posh as the mice, there's no issa in such a case. The issa is taking away,
take away from the
if you leave it in the tarot, it's moved to the side, that's mutter. The issa is to take it out of the tarot, to blow it to the side, you've got a hair in there, most people want it super though, not want it super, let's say you've got a hair in there, but to blow the hair to the side is mutter. But to take it out, to blow out the hair, that is a problem. The Meister, the simple solution, if you always know, is how to get around this problem, is to take a spoon, lift, put it under the hair, put it under the tip, and lift up the whole
I soup. Always have a caution on that, because that part of the soup around the fly, you would not eat it. So therefore, it's all
soilless.
Soilless.
Quite right.
That's how I help you. You take the fly with a bit of soup, and that soup you wouldn't eat, for no money. I mean, the one room. So that's
part of the
soilus, so you take
the soilus from? First of all, I'll tell you that. Most people tell you that when you do on show, you take away more than you would normally. You'll take away more soup than you would normally.
Then
you can't just take the fly away
in the tank. You have to take quite a bit of soup.
Not quite, but in the spoon. Most of it in the loaf. Look, the fly's been mixed with that bit near it, really. You put a spoon underneath it, and you put a spoon, and it gets the fly out with the liquid.
Do you eat that spoon, that soup after the fly's gone?
No, you won't eat, but you don't just take so much out. Is there a chidi between that bit and the bit next to it? No, you're right.
Whoever's in the spoon, whoever's in the spoon, that soup will not be eaten.
Right? Now you don't need to, but you would have eaten it. Because it's further away from the fly.
So if you take the fly out, we see middle of the week, take the fly out, would you eat that soup on the spoon and left it on top?
Of course.
No, but I think we'll take it. No, man.
You were the skin of the soup.
I don't think we'll take out so much.
You'll sell the fly to the Chinese.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll take out so much. You could take a teaspoon.
Spoonful. Oh, a teaspoon.
You could take a teaspoon. On Shabbos, you're exactly right, the Chodesh, you need a bigger amount than you should.
Bigger amount.
Yeah, a bigger amount. Well, I'd say take a huge amount, but a Chodesh should be a bigger amount than you normally do. That's the Chodesh.
Can you just take this in the cup of the and spill it out?
And you're moving the some of the stuff down
by the some stuff with the fly.
Oh, that's okay.
That's it.
It's also right. That's the eight has to do it. I'm saying to blow it to the side is not a problem. And what you call it, to blow it to the side is not a problem. That's not called Zona. So I'm saying the two problems that are classic, which the apostles speak about, is the peanut shells, and the other one is the fly in the soup. I must say, I've told him about another case, but I don't know why he wasn't asking. I said, why has someone got icing on a cake? Icing sugar. And it's too much icing sugar on a cake. So he blows the sugar off. So he blows the excess sugar off the icing cake. Is that a problem? I thought it was a good example of this. I thought it was much a problem. Which is right.
Top the ice should have stopped.
I can't remember why it wasn't muscular. He said it's not a problem. I don't know why. Maybe it's like cancer. Maybe the bit that you blow off is on the top level. I find it in the kiddush actually.
Therefore.
So it's not mixed. It's
not mixed in
my it's like on top. It's not on there. I find that a kiddush if that's right. I don't know.
Maybe
I don't know. Yeah, it's a kiddush for me. So that's the case of where the chayra is a problem. So again, the problem is to move to the size of the problem. It's like, I don't know, the milk and the skin, to move to the size of the problem. But to take the skin out, to blow the skin off, that comes out. Just wondering, is you're going to see that this is a zone in classic Vidhi Karaka. I'm not sure if milk's called Vidhi Karaka, it's actually an interesting point. Yeah. The Issa of Zoya only applies to the calculate. Pastures comes from an animal. The animal is called the calculator. I thought it was a problem. Right. That is more or less the basics of Kirkus Zoya. Then there's another interesting Shaila, and that is, what's it to do with this? I think the person's got nuts. with the shells around it. So he can't blow it. That's not allowed. You're using a wind to blow, it's not allowed. Are you allowed to throw it up into the air?
Why can't you throw it down?
That's miraculous. And let the wind, let's say, disperse.
That is miraculous, isn't it?
Throw it into the air. Zola, but am I saying you're not, there's no air there. It's just you're throwing it up. There's no actual air that's blowing. In the case of Zola, you've got a wind blowing.
You're just throwing up the heavier things come down first.
The light stuff goes further and the heavy stuff comes right back into your hand, see. With two hands, it's not Zola, it's open to Chol, a person shouldn't do it. Toss and mix with two hands, he throws it in from one hand to the other, or he throws both hands up into the sky, up into the air, and the ice of the mixture separates. There, Chazal says it's open to the Chol, a person should not do this at all. The only thing that you can do is, we're so far removed, is with one hand. A person throws it out with one hand, that's so abnormal, it's not an abnormal way of doing it, and there's no wind, so it's so far removed from the Melach of Zoyra, that case is allowed. Alright? That is basically the Melach of Zoyra. Now, the question is, what about using an aerosol can? An aerosol can is a spray. Now, this is relevant to many things, actually. You can have an aerosol can, you can have perfume, air freshener, you can have loads of things inside an aerosol can. Are you allowed to spray an aerosol can on Shabbos?
On switchable object.
On Zola. Is it the wind that's making it disperse? So again, many times there's no problem because many of the ingredients inside an aerosol can are synthetic. It's not really carbon. So many times there's no problem anything on Zola at all. Because it has to be Gedulei Karka. The item that you're dispersing has to be Gedulei Karka.
Sorry, what are you dispersing?
The flies are Gedulei Karka.
What are you dispersing?
That's a fly eats from things. It's called Gedulei Karka.
What?
In the head. In the head. Or his milk.
It comes from a person. Of course it's Gedulei Karka.
It's all called Gedulei Karka.
Sorry, what are you dispersing? Everything is going in the air, whereas before the rear,
it's spitting as a little droplet.
Everything, something falls down. Here, everything's going in the air.
It's dispersing little droplets. You're dispersing little droplets
into the air.
In the air, exactly what Zoyra.
If nothing's falling down, Zoyra is Boira. Where's your Boira now?
What do you mean?
It's a type of. Normally, Zoyra's Boira, right? The shaft throws away and the stones and the seed falls down. Here, everything's going in the air. Where's your Boira?
It's even better, you're right. What do you say? Even better. When the air is going in the air.
What
you say there's no mixture.
There's no mixture, yeah.
You cover that. So that's one point. There's a big shadow. Okay, yeah. Pastor, right? Pastor, we're not closing in a problem.
Yeah.
He's saying, good point. There's no Issel Zoyra, there's no mixture. Maestro, you're not right. I see why you're right.
Okay,
that's me. No, it's a good point. Saying, that's the first person to say is the closing in a problem.
No,
huh?
No mixture.
Second
10 o'clock it says.
Okay, so that is number one. Number two is the poskim saying that when you use an aerosol can, the maisa, it's not the wind that disperses the outside. One is it's the pressure of the can. It's very tight packed and it goes through a very small hole to come out. That's not called Zoyra. Zoyra has to be a wind or air that causes it to come out. If it's not done by that, that's not the problem with Zoyra. So in some two ways...
The air takes in the room.
What?
The air follows
that's
in.
That's not making it go out. The thing that makes it disperse is the pressure in the can, which is so tight, and it forces it through a small hole. That makes it be Zoyra. That's the thing. I'm going to stop there.
Downstairs.
Yeah, there's a
million
downstairs.
No, really.
Private
shiny.
Aerosol. Small room next to the shield. Oh, the shield. Not downstairs.
He's on the shield.
Yeah. What do you want to do? Downstairs.